Hello, this is Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare professionals on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic, both in the UK and overseas. And today I'm delighted to be joined by the ENT surgeon, and I'm joined by Audrey from Kent. Welcome, Audrey.
Hi.
Well, it's great to have you, Audrey. Now, many people listening to this will have probably seen your viral social media video, which has popped up on about three of my WhatsApp groups and Facebook pages. And I've had people say, you've got to get this lady on. So just tell us a bit about that and how that came about.
Well, it's been a complete shock to me as well. I originally did that little video because my church, I go to Cornerstone City Church, and we were doing a 24/7 prayer drive for the weekend just gone. And I was asked to just do a little video just to tell people what we should be praying about. And that was a video. It was just quickly did it in one take. I was at work and sent it through. And the next thing is completely blown up. I'm pleased though. It means if people are praying, that's the point. People need to pray. And if it gives people direction on how to pray, I'm absolutely delighted.
Brilliant. Now, you're an ENT. Just give us a feel of what's changed in the last few weeks and how the COVID-19 situation is impacting you and your colleagues in your hospital.
Yeah, so as an ENT surgeon, we're a specialist surgical team. And so these days, a lot of the specialist teams are kind of being pulled away so that we're not doing so much of what we normally do. The whole drive is about helping support the hospital and helping support the physicians in the role that they're playing. Our junior doctors have been redistributed so that there's a general pool of juniors who can help manage caring for the patients on the ward. And so the rest of us are trying to keep patients out of hospital, essentially. So we've changed the way that we work so that we have a very ambulatory care system. Our patients come in, they get seen by someone perhaps more senior than they normally would have. And we have sort of definitive management, which means that we might do a small minor procedure and then get them out of hospital as quickly as possible. So it means that we're not admitting patients anywhere near as much as we normally would have. We're securing a clean area where patients can come in and out. And of course, as I say, our junior doctors have completely fallen away from the department just to help with the general drive. So that's some of the changes for us personally, for us as a team. And for me, that my job at the moment is just keeping people out of hospital.
Yeah, great. Well, that's a good job indeed. Tell us, you're obviously a Christian. Tell us sort of your thoughts and how you've been approaching the situation and sort of processing it over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, John, I'd like to say to you that I've been, you know, up for it straight up from the beginning, saying, go God, let's do this. But the reality is, like many of us, I have been hit by the enormity of it all. And It caused me initially to crumble a little bit under the weight of it, just mentally for a very short period. But I've been blessed to know, to have been ministered to by God to the point that I now realise that although this is it is indeed a call to arms, as a Christian we're called to an army that is that of the Lord, and so there's an agenda here that. Is slightly different to what you'd normally imagine. I think that our job is to go in and do that which essentially our commander in chief would expect of us in this Lord's army. So I see it as going in, bringing peace where I can bring peace. Where there's so much fear and anxiety, I see it as my job to, you know, relieve and that anxiety and bring courage where I can. It's really difficult when you're relating to your colleagues and you're in a place where they're not. But the other thing is it's created tremendous opportunities to just talk about God, because people are asking questions. Why would God do this? Thinking about mortality and just an amazing opportunity that I've had recently just to tell people what I feel and my story with God. So it's difficult, but there's also incredible opportunity. And I think that as Christians, we do need to step up to the plate. And realise that we have a really important role to play.
Audrey, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been great to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's great.
Cool. Do check out Cornerstone City Church's social media channels. They're in Kent, and you'll be able to find that video that we referred to. Really inspiring call to arms to pray, as Audrey's just outlined there for us. So great to have Audrey on today. And just a reminder that we are hearing voices from the front line from a number of different environments in the NHS and more broadly as well, hearing what God is doing on the front lines and calling us to pray. So that's what we're here for at the Christian Medical Fellowship. We want to link in and support and encourage you as churches, as individuals, but whether you're in healthcare or not. So join us next time for another Voice from the Frontline. See you then.